Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. Today we have three lovely guests. I'm proud to introduce Ms. Nicole Sugihara and Dr. Shane Morris, PhD, from Systemic Formulas, as well as Ms. Barbara Marquet, who will be our speaker at the next lecture on April 23rd at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 615. That number for RSVPing, if you would like to attend, is 310-571-1212. And please call because seating is limited, and we've been running around looking for extra seats so that people have a place to sit down. So by all means, come, and by all means, call us. And getting on with our show, Nicole and Dr. Shane, welcome. And Barbara, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I use frequently in my office when I'm dealing with allergy symptoms is a product line from Systemic Formulas. And I know Systemic Formulas has numerous phenomenal products that are excellent for various types of allergic reactions. And we have allergic reactions to things we breathe, allergic reactions to things that we touch, allergic reactions to pathogens that we might breathe in, allergic reactions to food. Would you two like to comment on the various products that are best for each of those?
Yeah, let me try to keep it simple. We do have a great product line, and we have both capsules and liquids, so our product line is pretty deep, too. It'll go, we have 200 formulas, so we can really, with a combination of different formulas, we can really reach deep into to issues. But if you look at allergy-specific, so, you know, one of the, if you break it down, let's talk about allergies that we ingest, for example. And we have a number of products, for example, enzyme-based products that will destroy allergens and other what we want to call immune-sensitizing agents, even like gluten, for example. So we have, you know, a product, D-Digest. We have NZ-Mela and Z-Gluten for allergens that would be ingestible. Most of these are proteins, and it destroys them during the oral route.
Right.
Other routes we have when you have an allergen that's, let's say, inhaled, we have a few products that deal at that level. We have our lung. We have a product called Epic. If these allergens are related to, as you mentioned, let's say either a bacterium or a virus or a parasite, let me give you a quick rundown of those. So on the bacterium side, we have something called number 3. On a fungal side, we have a product called number 4. And on the parasite side, we have four products, actually, depending on the classification of parasites, and those are VRM1, VRM2, VRM3, VRM4. And then finally, for a viral type situation, we have what's called VIVI.
And then I've used all of those. They're phenomenal.
Oh, great. And we have, you know, some products that help your body get rid of things. So let's pretend it's already there and you want to get it out. And probably the three of our strongest products on that. So in a sense, they're almost detox, but they're detox for some specific things that you get from your environment, whether it's any of those things we talked about, as well as things like heavy metals, pesticides, and other stressors. And those would be ACX, Bind, and G-Cell are the top three that I'd recommend there. And in all cases, you can actually combine any one of these things I've told you about when you have what are called co-infections or co-allergens, where it's not just one, right?
Right.
A fungal might lead to a bacterial, and so
mm-hmm.
on.
Exactly. Oh, I'm so happy that you put that out there just that way, because I have used these products for years and have gotten such incredible results with them. People say all the time, I can't believe it. I started taking it was just like you said, and I feel so much better. And I go, oh, well, you're so welcome. It's so valuable as a practitioner to have a product line that you can count on. And I was actually introduced to your product line years ago by Dr. Freddie Ulan at Ulan Nutritional Systems. And he did a very good job at educating myself and my colleagues as to exactly how to apply these clinically in practice, and it was, you know, a marriage made in heaven ever since then.
Yeah, he's been a great teacher of our products for quite a long history.
I'm sorry, I missed you there. Go ahead.
I said he's been a great proponent of our and teacher of our products for quite a while.
Yeah, he does, and he continues to promote them, I might say. It's it's absolutely, like I said, it's been a marriage made in heaven. So with regard to some of the other allergy-related issues that come up, for example, sometimes people say, you know, oh, I've got itchy eyes, or my nose is really stuffy, or I've got a contact dermatitis. So that gives us three other things right there. Are some of the products that you've just mentioned, are they best for those? Are there some liquid tinctures that are better for that type of thing?
That's a great point. So all of those products I mentioned, well, many of those products I mentioned come in a liquid version.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can be used topically, for example, for contact.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a few other topical products. One of them is called WO, which has been a phenomenal success for us over the last 30 years. And we have, and so I guess I would qualify that by saying that, you know, if you have contact dermatitis and let's say it's related to a bacteriological issue, then certainly you'd want to have maybe the liquid number 3 as
mm-hmm.
well as something that soothes the skin, you know, like our Renovators, RV, so that you're working inside out and outside in.
I totally agree. The Woo Oil is one of those things, and I just have to share this story with you because it was so dramatic. I had a patient who had decided to use some sort of heavy acidic solvent to polish his brass lamps. And I might say that he did this on his kitchen counter, and his wife was extremely upset because not only did it get all the tarnish off of his brass lamps, but it also took all of the polish off of her granite countertops.
Oh, no.
That was bad. But they came into the office the next morning, and after an extremely painful night, his hands had blown up to about 3 or 4 times the size. I mean, this was a chemical burn. If we're going even beyond an allergic reaction, but it was a flat-out chemical burn. And, you know, I do energetic muscle testing, among other things, but this was like an emergency thing. What do I have in my office that I can immediately help this person with? Because they'd gone to the hospital, and the hospital had said, you know, there's not much we can do with this, you know, ride it out, which shocked me because I would have thought there would have been something that could have been done. But anyway, you know, 8:30 in the morning, they're in my office. So I pulled the Woo Oil, and I tested it, and it tested well. And I thought, you know, let's try this on a little corner. Let's make sure it doesn't irritate. So it didn't irritate. It didn't hurt him more. So we actually rubbed this all over his hands. And then I used a laser light that I have on it as well and made them sit there for about an hour. Within that hour, the inflammation went down significantly between the laser and the Woo Oil. Now, the poor guy, his hands peeled like crazy. I mean, he lost like 3 layers of skin. But at least we were able to calm it down and manage the pain. It was seemed the only thing that worked. It's magical stuff.
Yeah, we love it. It's a great story, too.
What other applications have you found work well with the Woo Oil, just out of curiosity?
Oh, goodness. They range. So our practitioners, they continue to give us these amazing pieces of feedback on how to use WO. Anything from, it'll actually help with microbiota.
Ah.
It'll help with, you know, skin microbiota, internal microbiota. It'll help with inflammation. We've tested it against pathogens, you know, pathogenic organisms.
Mm-hmm.
And it is lethal to organisms we don't want on us and in us. So we've done some of those tests where we've actually plated those organisms and it will kill them.
How do you manage to get that inside? Do you actually put it into a capsule, and do you do it like as a suppository, or do you do it orally?
That one is done mainly by practitioners that have been using it we as a company have to, you know, caution people that it is a really powerful essential oil. There are some essential oils in it. There's some other really amazing herbs in there, herb extracts.
Right.
We caution people that the practitioner has to make the decision to use it internally.
Got it.
Those practitioners that have,
mm-hmm.
It has helped with, like I said, internal dysbiosis and microbiota, as well as nausea. People use it for nausea all the time.
Wow, that's fabulous.
It's also really great for food poisoning.
Ah.
And also with sore throats, you can actually take some, and if you need to cut it with a little bit of olive oil, you can actually rub it on the outside of your throat, and it'll help subside a sore throat or an itch or a tickle. And another one of the things that is kind of a story that goes around is also for like splinters, wood splinters that might be, you know, stuck in a finger and a foot or something to that effect. It'll help coax those out if you can put that on there. It's also great for warts as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm frantically writing as we speak because, I mean, I know what I've used it for, but it's like, okay, we have more clinical applications. I absolutely love it. And thank you, by the way, for correcting my pronunciation because for years I've called it woo oil.
That's okay.
Whoa oil.
Yeah.
So now we can say,
whoa,
it's
okay.
Good stuff. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So it actually facilitates what would we call what exoxidosis on the gross level, a pushing out of the body. How does it work on paper cuts?
You know, same way. It would definitely help. It might be a little uncomfortable at first,
mm-hmm.
but it would certainly displace any debris and anything that had entered that cut that shouldn't be there.
Mm, great. Gosh, thank you so much, you guys. I so appreciate it. We've got about 2 minutes left here. Ms. Marquet, do you have any questions you would like to ask these lovely people?
Well, I was thinking, if you're not sure if you have, you know, if you don't have a practitioner that you go to, and you suspect, you know, once a year you want to clear out all your parasites and viruses and whatever doesn't belong in your body, can you take those formulas just as a general precaution? You know, anything thinking of growing in there that doesn't belong, could you, you know, do it like a preventative kind of a thing, just in case there's something there?
You know, we're a professional line because we try to pick the most potent and powerful natural products on the planet. Actually, we source from around the world, and so we really want them to be therapeutic effectively. You know, we want when mm-hmm. a clinician has them in their hand, they know they can count on them. So we tend to not recommend some of the more therapeutic formulas, the formulas that have more therapeutic power in that sense. But we do have what we call more nutritive formulas as a prophylactic kind of deal where you're not going to disrupt anything with those very powerful therapeutic herbs. But if you suspect something, and you have, of course, I imagine you have lots of friends and colleagues that could help on a clinical side if you suspect and can maybe dig deeper into your particular time of life, yes, you could probably do that if you used either muscle testing or any other kinds of testing to kind of get you down that path. But just to use it like a nutritive, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that because they are very powerful formulas.
Right, and that's why they work so well.
You wouldn't use it prophylactically just as you know, in due course a couple times a year just because you would need to. It would be better used under the aegis of a therapeutic remedy with someone guiding you along the way. Would that be more accurate?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Always.
Okay.
You can't,
okay.
Because our products aren't available retail except for through a certified or licensed practitioner. So
right.
Somebody wouldn't be able to get a hold of them to do it that way anyway.
Okay.
So
okay, good.
You have no idea how happy that makes me here to hear that. All right. Well, our time is almost up here. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Is there any last-minute things, Nicole or Dr. Shane, that you'd like to add to that?
Well, thanks for having us, and it was wonderful to talk about our business and the wonderful world of natural healing. So thanks again.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, both of you. And thank you for joining me. And Barbara, thank you for joining me. And all of you, be well. Have a wonderful rest of the week and weekend. And for all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. And I will hopefully see you next week at our Thinking Outside the Box, all about alternative care for allergies. Everybody have a lovely day. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.